AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Momentum on Wall Street hit a brick wall today. It was fueled in part by a report on the economy from the Commerce Department. The Dow lost 375 points. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
In the final 3 months of last year, the gross domestic product was 3.4%. The Commerce Department reports that number, which is the economy's total output of goods and services, sank to 1.6% in the first quarter of this year. And Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, says that's okay.
1.6% is close to the economy's long-run potential. It means that the economy is expanding at a solid pace, but not at that very rapid pace we saw in the second half of 2023.
As for what these numbers mean to the Federal Reserve?
The assumption is that we will see inflation slow over the next 3-6 months or so, and that should allow for rate cuts sometime later this year.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Supreme Court justices seem skeptical of former President Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity from prosecution over election interference. But the decision's timing is unclear. Michael Dreeben is an attorney representing special counsel Jack Smith.
The framers knew too well the dangers of a king who could do no wrong. They therefore devised a system to check abuses of power, especially the use of official power for private gain.
Testimony is wrapped up for the day in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York. The former president talked about the Supreme Court case.
I hope it was made clear that a president has to have immunity. You don't have a president, or at most you can say it would be a ceremonial president. That's not what the founders had in mind. They're not talking about ceremonial. We want presidents that can get things done and bring people together.
In New York, Trump's attorneys cross-examined former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. This is AP News. Pro-Palestinian protests continue across the country. The AP's Haya Panjwani has the story.
Atlanta police and Georgia state troopers arrested at least 17 people during pro-Palestine protests on the Emory campus. One student interviewed by the Associated Press was shocked to see law enforcement on the scene.
This is insane. I just saw police use unnecessary violence for peaceful protesters. I saw police knock students to the ground. Clearly, you see a bunch of arrests going on.
An Emory spokeswoman said that university police had ordered several dozen demonstrators who set up tents on campus to leave, and added that the group trespassed onto the private school. Emory is just one of many universities across the nation protesting the Israel-Hamas war. Demonstrations at colleges in other major cities like Los Angeles, Austin, and New York continue. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.